Agradeço ao senador Eduardo Suplicy e também aos demais senadores que já fizeram suas colocações. Eu aqui, para ser bastante breve, também gostaria de dizer o seguinte. Fiquei muito bem impressionado com a apresentação aqui do equipamento que foi feito. Eu ainda não ouvi, não participei das outras audiências. Aliás, nós vamos ter mais duas audiências para ouvir também os outros concorrentes que estão ofertando ao Brasil esses equipamentos. Agora, me chamou bastante a atenção da disponibilidade que a Saab e o governo sueco estão fazendo na transferência de tecnologia para o Brasil, e isso será de extrema importância para o desenvolvimento da nossa aeronáutica no futuro. Nós vimos aqui que, através dos exemplos do passado, de que a gente aprende muito quando tem essas parcerias. Também me chamou bastante a atenção, e eu gostaria de uma confirmação, se é que entendi corretamente, quanto à participação de vendas futuras de aviões que poderão ocorrer no mercado internacional depois que o Brasil, se é que ele vai comprar os equipamentos suecos, se o Brasil poderá participar em todas as vendas em todos os países, mundo afora, independente do continente, independente da estrutura geopolítica, e entendi muito bem que na América Latina a própria Embraer ficaria como responsável pela venda aqui nessa região. Então, se isso for verdadeiro, ou pelo menos se for assim que eu entendi, se essa é a posição, me parece que o que está sendo ofertado, além do negócio, é uma sociedade, é uma parceria que vai muito além da compra de um equipamento. Quer dizer, o país passaria no futuro a ter equipamentos de última geração a serem ofertados no mundo inteiro. Então, eu gostaria só dessa confirmação e, por curiosidade, eu sei que aí é que está o segredo do negócio, quanto é que custa um avião desse, mas por ordem de grandeza, pelo menos para a gente ter uma noção de que tamanho nós estamos falando do negócio, se nós pudéssemos saber qual é o montante de um pacote desse. Porque não, o pacote não é simplesmente um pacote de venda de equipamentos, mas é de transferência de tecnologia, é de fornecimento de peças e assim por diante. E também, qual a taxa de juros que estão sendo ofertadas para um pagamento de 15 anos com 8 anos de carência? E a minha pergunta na questão da carência é o seguinte: bom, temos 8 anos, porque a partir da última entrega nós teríamos uma carência de 8 anos e 15 para pagar. Quer dizer, está embutido esse 8 dentro do 15 ou não, né? Se nós teríamos 8 de carência e mais 15 para pagar, ou é 8 e estende-se dentro do 15. Então, são essas as minhas considerações. E passo então a palavra a cada um de vocês novamente. Quem se sentir bem à vontade para responder cada uma dessas questões, por favor, possam fazer sem distinção de nome aqui.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I will start trying to answer the questions, and then I will suggest to hand over to some of my colleagues here. I could start with maybe your question. You asked about the future sales from Brazil for Gripen. Let's face it, if Brazil selects Gripen and joining as a partner, we will create a baby together. The Gripen next generation will be a Brazilian-Swedish product where our companies will cooperate fully around developing that. And our governments and our users will have to work together to define the requirements for the future development. That means that there will only be one set of the aircraft. Parts will be produced in Sweden, parts will be produced in Brazil, and we will sell them together as one. We believe that maybe a company like Saab is more suitable to be the selling, the prime partner in some countries, while a company like Embraer, for instance, would be very much more suitable to be prime in other countries. But the product will be the same, and we will be in it all over the world, wherever we sell it together. Second question around cost. This is always coming up. How much does an aircraft actually cost? We believe it is very difficult to compare the direct costs of an aircraft. You must look at the operational, the life cycle cost of the aircraft. You must consider what type of equipment is included and what kind of repairs and support that is. So it's very dangerous to, and we never do provide a single price for a single aircraft, because it's so easy to mix the figures with each other. So we prefer not to do that. But we have a comparison, of course, and that our customers know. We don't know the prices of everyone else of the full cost, but they are fully available in our proposal. Talking about the interest rate, less than 4.5% are we talking about, and 8 plus 50. Pardon.
No. Okay. Very expensive. Caro.
Caro.
Muito caro.
No,
caro.
No. Oh. No.
4.5.
Less. 8 plus 15. Yes. I mean, we're talking 8 years. First delivery, the last delivery is done, that will be after 8 years, and after that the 15-year period starts. We had a question about third-party export. Maybe Mr. Löfgren would comment on that. Is there how the Swedish government looks upon the further export to third party countries about with the Gripen?
Yeah, actually, this is something that we have a good experience of in the our present cooperations. And normally we deal with this bilaterally by some sort of export control agreement, where we, with our partner country, have some sort of consultation mechanism to determine the third country export. And actually our government guidelines gives us an opportunity either to use, let's say, Swedish export control eyes or the partner country's export control eyes, taking also into account the political need of Sweden and, in this case, Brazil. So we have all the necessary tools. What have to be done is to see when there is when the project is finalized, to look at this question and find a bilateral decision-making process that would work to handle these kind of questions.
I could also comment the question: are Embraer, are they really capable of this? And as I mentioned in my introduction, Embraer is one of the companies which we have been working in parallel with over the year. All the time I have been an engineer, I've been looking over my shoulder for Embraer, who have been hunting us all the time with their excellent aircraft solutions. And we have seen them and watched them all the way. I firmly believe that Embraer is one of the companies which really have the opportunity to work very in a very good way together with us. We have discussed that. I've discussed that with them many times. We come from the same DNA in a certain sense from the start.
Desculpe, presidente, eu tenho que estar no plenário imediatamente.
Pois não, presidente. Também.
I'm sorry, I need to.
Também já vou encerrar porque também tenho outro compromisso já.
There was a question also around why did Sweden select Brazil. I don't know if General Silver would maybe comment on that as well.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Chairman, why Sweden choose Brazil? That's a very simple answer to that. And that is cost sharing of military equipment and the development of it. There's no doubt that Sweden will go the way of a development of the Gripen fighter. But if we can do that together with a partner, there can be a cost sharing between us. So that's sort of the first thing. Then when we are looking on which country, Brazil is a perfect match in that respect. Brazil is a big country, Sweden is a small. Brazil has a broad air industry. Sweden has a more narrow one, but more focused on the fighter side. So there's a lot of comparative advantages. There's also cost advantages with some of the development that probably it's more cost effective to do, or at least less costly to do in Brazil. So that's the, it is about cost sharing and comparative advantages. We also talked here as a question about sort of general questions about putting money into investments in the defense sector when there is other areas of the society that might need the same money. The Nordic countries has a basic pacifistic view on the use of armed force. There's no doubt that there is no way that Sweden will ever go anywhere in the world if it's not under the UN resolution. And in terms of cost, it's all the taxpayers' money. In the 70s, we tried to decrease the amount of money to build fighter aircraft, and we got them down. We broke sort of the arrow downwards, and that is one of the ways to sort of to free money to other sectors. And the Swedish in the Swedish government, there is a goal that 1% of the GDP should be to foreign aid. I really don't know the answer to the question if we have reached that, but we've been very close to the mark. We have reached it. Thank you. And right for this year, the defense spending in Sweden compared to the foreign aid spending, it's slightly more defense spending than on the foreign aid, and I think we are only one or two countries in the world that actually have reached the one GDP goal. Thank you.
Se tem alguma colocação ainda para ser feita? Alguma consideração?
I could finalize.
Por favor.
Finalizar, só para finalizar então.
Por favor, à vontade.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I would like to summarize, and just before I do that, I'll comment the picture that you see on the screen here. Selling a contract like Gripen is much more wider than just selling the aircraft, and the technology transfer around the aircraft is one important part. But more than that, given what I told before about the Swedish industrial tradition here in Brazil, we believe we have particularly good opportunities to work still broader in Brazil. And to emphasize that, we have also, long before we have a decision for Gripen or not Gripen, we've decided to unconditionally from that start a research and innovation center in Brazil, the CISP, that we inaugurated the 17th, next slide please, together with 400 other people in Sabinado do Campo. We have a very large involvement from large part of the Swedish industry, but also important parts from Brazilian industry, academia, but also government organizations. So unconditionally from the Gripen, we are here to stay, and we count on working together with in the Brazilian innovation system to really create something that is good for both countries. Also supporting the very important agreement that is now existing between Sweden and Brazil on the government level on innovation and research. So to summarize what we have been trying to say here today is that I hope you have felt that Saab, but also Sweden, is highly committed to a long-term strategic partnership with Brazil and with Brazilian industry. Also, we have tried to explain that Gripen is a state-of-the-art aircraft that fulfills the Brazilian Air Force's requirements fully. We also believe that Gripen Next Generation is an extremely cost-efficient fighter solution, both to acquire but also to operate. And we believe it is backed by a highly innovative financial package that is very advantageous. But maybe even most importantly, Sweden offers to Brazil a unique partnership in the development but also future marketing of the Gripen Next Generation NG, which includes a full transfer of technology that will ensure that Brazil will be capable of developing the fighter system also in the future. And last but not least, we believe that Brazil joining the Gripen family would boost also cooperation between Sweden and Brazil on a broader industrial and academical and governmental level, and it will accelerate the process that we now have been talking about and that we have started also in advance of a decision in the CISP, the Research and Innovation Center initiative that now involves big parts of Swedish and Brazilian industries. So thank you very much, Mr. and Mrs. Senators, Mr. Chairman, and also ladies and gentlemen, for your attention.
Agradeço então a participação dos senhores nesse nosso painel. E antes de encerrar, então agradeço a presença aqui do senhor Ben Tijani, que é o diretor-geral da Saab no Brasil, o senhor Dan Jungle, que é diretor estratégico da Saab, do Brigadeiro Andrews, que é comandante da Força Aérea Sueca, e o Sr. Jean-Eric, que é vice-chefe da Agência Sueca para a não proliferação e o controle de exportação e pela importação da importação e a valiosa contribuição aqui oferecida por todos. Informo que o segundo painel para discussão desse tema se dará na quinta-feira próxima, no dia 18 de agosto, com a presença do presidente da Boeing militar, o Sr. Christopher Chadwick, que estará aqui então na quinta-feira, dia 18. Antes também do encerramento, agradecemos a presença de todas as senhoras e senhores senadores e convoco a nossa próxima reunião a ser realizada no dia 15 de agosto, segunda-feira, às 18 horas, nesse plenário, quando realizaremos dentro da agenda Rumos da Política Externa Brasileira 2011-2012, sob o tema Economia e Finanças, do segundo painel, intitulado Espaços Econômicos Internacionais, NAFTA, União Europeia e as áreas de influência da China e do Japão, com os seguintes convidados: o embaixador Marcílio Marques Moreira, também o doutor Edmilson de Jesus Costa Filho, da Agência Espacial Brasileira, do professor Renato Flores, da Fundação Getúlio Vargas, e da professora Marta dos Reis Castilho, do Instituto de Economia da Universidade Federal do Rio de Janeiro. Então, eu gostaria mais uma vez de agradecer a todos e dizer aos nossos convidados que, embora nós tenhamos a presença de poucos senadores no final da nossa audiência, mas esse programa, essa audiência, ela será retransmitida pela TV Senado, pela rádio, vai ser divulgada também nos jornais e, obviamente, ficará nos anais da casa, onde serão repassados depois a todos os senadores que fazem parte dessa comissão, a qual terão a oportunidade no final da apresentação dos três concorrentes ter uma análise mais completa de todas as informações que foram aqui colocadas. Quero então mais uma vez agradecer a presença de todos. Muito obrigado e uma boa tarde a todos.